Morning Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Let us now give our hearts and minds to God in worship, praise, meditation, confession, and to the service of the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice. Moment for reflection. Have you ever considered how much fear controls our lives? Fear decides whether we will trust God. Fear decides whether we will relinquish total control of our lives to God. Fear manipulates and exploits how we live day to day. It might be said the Christian life is about ridding ourselves of our fears to give God a little more control over us. The Bible says, And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Taking this verse at face value, our fear kicks in. We begin to question how this could be true. So we are reluctant to turn over control of our lives over to God. We'll give God some control as if to test the waters. We'll quietly tell ourselves, God has to prove himself first. We wonder, will I really have what I need? Will I be happy? Will I be safe? Will my relational needs be met? By faith, we can rid ourselves of fear. Do you believe in God's word? If not, fear gains a stronghold in your life. We often confuse wants with needs. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Truly seeking God, we can be content with what we have. Not trusting God results in being plagued by such things as greed, cheating, lack of generosity, and the instability that comes with centering our lives around money. We learn quickly not to trust others, and so we are crippled by worry. Not trusting God for our relational needs, we fear losing our human relationships, so we can become possessive, controlling, and jealous. Trust God and be happy. Mother's Day to all the mothers and those called to mother the unmothered. I am reminded of a Canaanite mother coming to Jesus. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus was interested in saving mothers, and he used mothers in his ministry to save others. This troubled mother sought Jesus with faith that he would deliver her daughter. We can discern this mother's love for her daughter, faith for her daughter. She believed in miracles and acknowledged the divinity of Christ when she spoke to Jesus. With her daughter's life on the line, nothing would stop this mother from reaching Jesus. No cost is ever too high for mothers to save and provide for their kids. Having heard of Jesus' power to deliver, this mother came to him without specific invitation. This mother was not a Jew, but a Canaanite whom the Jews hated. She must have known Jesus loved everybody, even Gentiles. This mother overcame what seemed to be at first Jesus' refusal to have mercy on a Canaanite whom the Jews saw as nothing better than a dog. With her daughter's life at stake, she stood before Jesus and said, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs falling from the master's table." Now, my friends, that's faith. This mother came trusting and expecting. She came praying in earnest for Jesus to save her daughter. Knowing she was nothing but a dog in the eyes of the Jews, she came with great hope, humility, and determination. This mother's faith was rewarded, her prayers answered. Through mothers like this Canaanite, God has saved us. Father God, our marvelous Savior and Lord, we come to give you our hearts and minds in utter praise and worship. You are the providing God, the comforting God, the God who protects, the God who forgives and redeems. We are careful to worship you alone, O God, for you are a jealous God. You are personal in your mercy and grace, given that you are no respecter of persons. O God, teach us the ways of wisdom and lead us in the straight path into your glory. Teach us not to trust in human wisdom. Convict us, O God, when we elevate precepts of men above the laws of God. May our life be the testament of the wisdom from heaven. O God, bless all the mothers in the land, the godly mother as well as the ungodly mother. Heal and restore the troubled mothers, confused mothers, and mothers in the prisons. Bless all the children, O God. Teach them to honor their mothers at all costs. Bless the godly mother who tended to her house and family, being the spiritual covering, O God, for her family. Hear the prayers and cries of the godly mother, aching for children lost in prison, on drugs, and trapped in evil. Bless the godly mother, O God, who sings your praises. O God, you gave us Jesus to be our holy shepherd. May we be disciples who are wise as serpents in the midst of wolves. May we be the Lord's disciples who are ever ready to answer the question of faith. Lord Jesus, give us the opportunity to be a vessel of salvation to the blind, to those with no understanding. Teach us to be disciples who know the time of day, the time for all of us to be about our Father's business. O God, help us to rid our lives of useless clutter that keep us from hearing and obeying the voice of our Holy Shepherd, who reminds us the kingdom is at hand. O God, we acknowledge your holiness. We acknowledge nothing good dwells in us, but the Lamb of God had compassion and poured his cleansing blood on us. We confess, O God, we are vessels of sin apart from Jesus. As obedient children, we do confess our sins. We confess allowing our flesh to have its way in us. O God, lead us onto the path of repentance. give us holy desires to live upright. Then use us as your ambassadors to draw others out of the darkness into the marvelous light of salvation. Oh God, help us as we contend with the presence of sin. Keep, oh God, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America in your holy gaze. You called us to be a beacon in this darkened world. By your sovereign will, many miracles have shined in our midst. Bless our churches who are devoted to the Lord's gospel. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Many have come to Jesus as a result of faithful ministry in our church. Many, O God, have been spiritually healed. Many have had their chains of bondage broken. Others have returned to walking on the path to salvation. Continue, O God, your holy work in us. Refresh our leaders in your anointing, O God. May all be found to be worthy servants of King Jesus this day, this hour. O God, our nation hangs in the balance. Bring our nation to her knees in repentance. May we be the nation that turns back to God in these turbulent times. It seems that evil has the upper hand. O God, let this not be. We intercede for our nation this hour. Remove from us all the aggression and hostility that we hurl against one another. Bring us back to the church house all across this nation. Hear our prayer, O God, as we plead for mercy and grace on behalf of our nation, our leaders, citizens, immigrants, all of us. Help us to see the night is drawing close when all the works of men shall be judged. O God, we pray for healing, for many are suffering pestilence, sickness, disease, bodily ailments. Pour your healing down on us, O God, physically and spiritually. Give sight to the blind, O God, those who refuse to see the light. Let the deaf hear the word again, O God, those who refuse to listen. Let your healing, O God, be thorough and complete in our nation. Touch all who are ailing in our midst. Doctors are telling some of us nothing else can be done. But you, O God, are the healer. Comfort those, O God, who had to bid farewell to their loved ones. Some are in utter despair and many consumed with grief. Some have fallen under the weight of their sorrow. May your spirit of comfort be the healing calm and peace that restores joy in the heart of the bereaved. Teach us, O God, to look to Jesus, the Holy One who defeated death, who give us the strength to face tomorrow. O God, we do pray for the coming of thy kingdom. In doing so, we pray for the tearing down of the kingdom of Satan and all his works. Receive our prayer of supplication, O God. May this prayer be the sweet aroma that fills your holy temple for eternity. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
For a few moments, let's consider this meditation theme, mothers and God's wisdom. God saw fit to provide children the privilege of great mothers. Mothers are great because God made it so. There is an unbreakable bond with a mother and her children and family. How do mothers cope when their kids have to live in an evil world? We only need to talk with God, for He knows all things. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Mothers have God's truth at their disposal to shape their obedience and fear of God. This amounts to the wisdom of God that develops a mother's skill in living to cope in a world that threatens her kids and grandbabies. Nothing overtakes a mother's faith when it is a product of God's wisdom. Mothers have sticking power, patience, tolerance, sacrifice, tenacity, amazing strength. Between two prostitute mothers, they both show these God-given qualities, but not both act in a God-like manner. You can find this story in 1 Kings chapter 3. Here's the deal. Two prostitute mothers go to bed with their babies. In the night, one mother lays on her baby and kills it. She switches her dead baby with the other mother's live child while she slept. In the morning, the mother of the live baby notices the dead baby lying next to her is not her own. Naturally, a dispute erupts between the two mothers. The mother of the living baby accuses the other mother of stealing her baby. The mother of the dead baby denies the accusation. To resolve this dispute, the two mothers stand before Solomon. How will Solomon solve this case? Solomon was made to be the wisest man on earth and for this kind of situation. Solomon is wise, the prostitute mothers are wise, but only one of them shows the wisdom of being patient, sacrificial, and strong. Solomon makes his ruling. Then the king said, "Bring me a sword." So they brought a sword for the king. He then gave an order, "Cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other." God endowed Solomon with divine wisdom so he could make righteous judgments. Solomon exhibits the greatness of God's wisdom above book knowledge by discerning the true mother of the live baby. The lesson of this story shows God's wisdom applies to everybody. Even prostitutes can make use of God's wisdom. Know this, God reveals His grace wherever sin has gained the stronghold. Just ask any mother. The true mother of the living baby quickly acts to save her child, even if it meant giving up her child. Look in verse 26. The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, "Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him." But the other said, "Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two." Two loving mothers, one angry and distraught over the loss of her baby, even though by her own carelessness, the wise mother of the living baby took a stand to save her baby. That's a mother. 3 points to make here. First, no mother is perfect because they are born into an evil, sinful, corruptive world. No one is born in this life untainted by the influences and consequences of sin. Even so, God never leaves mothers defenseless in keeping their families safe. We don't know what happened to the mother who accidentally killed her child, but knowing God, He provided for both mothers. After all, God endowed every mother with graces to be a mother. Mothers are born into a wicked world. No doubt a child's upbringing will make a lasting influence on the choices of life and motherhood. Even in terrible predicaments, God is never absent. Listen to Scripture. Where sin abounds, God's grace abounds all the more. In other words, God's grace is present to counter sin, reverse circumstances, and redeem these prostitutes. If God was there for these two prostitutes back then, how much more was God with our mothers? Honor thy mother. Mothers and wisdom. God's wisdom gives mothers insight in what they must do to keep their families spiritually safe. Second, God has the solution to every problem confronting mothers. Mothers should know when their family's survival is threatened by chaos, sickness, death, God comes to the rescue. Wherever sin abounds, God's grace abounds to strengthen mothers to persevere and keep their families safe. Mothers have known hardship all their lives. Mothers experience the pain of giving birth, the errant child, and family chaos. A case can be made that mothers know more about coping with pain and stress than the men. The life of mothers is God's proving grounds. But stress-free motherhood has never existed after the fall of Adam and Eve. The first mother on earth had to endure the birth pains. Then she had to endure the murder of a son by another son. Eve's experience as a mother became a preview for all motherhood from then on out. Mothers and wisdom. God promises to give us wisdom in abundance, just for the asking. Mothers need the wisdom from heaven to effectively lead and guide their families in the admonition of the Lord. Third, nothing compares to a mother's love for her family. True mothers spare no expense in sacrificing their own well-being to provide life necessities for their families. Love leads the mothers to sacrifice their bodies to bring forth life. God put in mothers an ever-burning love for her babies that is unseen in any other relationship. These two prostitutes show they had the God-given love for their babies. A mother's greatest act of love is her capacity to make sacrifices for the good of the family, even to her own detriment. Case in point, the mother of the living child willingly gave up the rights to her own child after Solomon's ruling, "Divide this child in two." To save her child, this mother begged Solomon to give her child to the other mother. True mothers don't hesitate to sacrifice. Mothers and wisdom. Wisdom is thinking and living as God designed us to live, to give one's life to save the life of another. This is also love. A mother who sacrifices all to give life and to provide for her child and family. My friends, take this with you in your reflections today. Mothers, you are never alone. You have God's undivided attention as you faithfully attend to your divine calling as a mother. Even when the kids are grown and gone, God honors your spiritual labors in interceding for your family, all of them. Mothers, the stern reality is this. The devil hates you. The devil exploits mothers just as he does with anyone else. Why? Because a mother is the door to her family. If the devil has the audacity to tempt a mother to commit evil against another mother, then the devil will spare no expense in coming after your family. This is why God stays close to mothers, because the devil is striking down families today. Mothers, God never ignores the cries of a mother who fights for her family. Stay faithful and be blessed. To the children, what better way to bring joy to our mothers than by living godly, so our lives may be a testament of God's wisdom and a testimony of our mothers' spiritual labors. To those raised in Christian homes, for most of us, it was primarily our mothers who took us to God and kept us lifted up and before God throughout all the difficult years. Whether our mothers were saved or not, God preserved us by the authority of motherhood. So it is our duty to carry on the family tradition of wisdom and faith instilled in us by our mothers. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long in the earth. Father God, we thank you for all the mothers in the land. Pour divine favor upon them all. Through our mothers, O God, you gave us the design for our life, providing a clear path to you. And may your wisdom keep us walking in the path of godliness and lead us through every struggle, pain, and affliction, and keep us close to you. We ask for these moments of worship and reflection to be planted in the good soil of our hearts. May the seed of your word blossom in us into an abundant spiritual harvest for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. My country.